DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. We are live in the studio. Coming up next will be my friend Kobe from the band Say Anything. And if you just tune in for the first time ever, this show is on every Wednesday and Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time. All your favorite bands have been here in this bedroom, Fall Out Boy, Newfound Glory, Sugar Cult, Goldfinger, Sayosin, all your favorites. So, if you want to know who's going to be on the show next, go to myspace.com/DJ Rockstar with three S's. There's pictures up there, there's information, there's a link to my old TV show, there's a link to my journal, and a calendar that tells you who's going to be on. For example, tomorrow, This Love Machine and Run Doris Run will be here. Next week, Brightwood and The Sound of Animals Fighting will be here. And on June 21st, on my birthday, Goldfinger and Real Big Fish will be here. Not bad, eh?
That's pretty cool.
Sounds pretty good. So we are back, and I did not see one bad comment about that new song. Did you? Let's go see what we got here. Tell AAF I love them so much. It was so great meeting Mike on their Saturday show from Marielle. And I heard about you in Argentina. You're huge down there.
Yeah, she's a nice little girl. We met her. I talked to her online a few times. So I don't know if people want to go on. I have like a iChat. It's Cozy Cosgrove. So
how do you spell that?
Cozzy Cozgrove.
Now, even though you give that out, do kids still not believe it to you when you talk to them? Or?
I don't know. Maybe a lot challenge of these kids you? Know it's me. So I mean.
So I would recommend doing that. Alicia Green, 14 years old, from Michigan. I would like to know where Elliot Amfrom has been all this time. You've been hiding. Where have you been?
We've been writing a lot of music. I've been hanging out with my dog, going to the beach, doing a little surfy surf, paddling out, hanging out in Ross's room, checking out the stains on the carpet, all that.
We had this
record. That's a new one right there, by the way, the chocolate one.
We had this record was supposed to come out last year, and we were on Geffen Records, and then we got dropped from there. So we were supposed to, I guess, we just kind of ran around the country and bootlegged this record under a title of Third Draft. So now we finally got Up in the Attic, which is Third Draft plus Forgive and Forget, our new single. And pretty much that's where we've been, trying to sort all that stuff out.
We just did a 311 tour a couple months back. That was probably our third or fourth tour with 311. And we gained a lot of fans on those tours. Just kids are so loyal to them, and if their favorite bands are 311, they see a 311 bringing out a new band. You know, they tend to sway over, and we gain their friendship and fanhood.
Hi, I love you guys so much. Someone wants me to tell you that.
Wow,
we love you.
Let's see. I've talked to Mike a few times on the iChat, and he's always been cool and humble as hell. For the millionth time, thanks, and please come to Florida.
We're down. We've
Dude, he's talking to me, Dre.
All right, go ahead.
We will be down there, I think, summer, fall, and hopefully you come out and rock and roll with us and get sweaty. What do you think, Dre?
He's talking to you.
Okay.
Now he's giving the mic to you.
I'm down with Florida. It's a little sweaty and humid, but...
It's more humid than humid.
I'll go there, I guess.
Let's see. All I want to say is you guys rock. I like the last song you played. Why on MySpace do y'all have a picture of a pig?
There's a picture of a pig.
It was Halloween. We were playing with 311 in Florida, actually. And our guitar tech called Cadaver, he went and got a pig's head for Halloween because he was going to be a black metal guy with makeup and face paint and all that, whatever it was. And so him and Dry painted their faces, and they like French kissed the pig when they had the pig on a stake.
We put the pig. We put the pig's head on the mic stand, and it was a fun time.
Interesting. I'm sure you've never heard this question before. What do you think of Michael Jackson? Never got that one ever, right?
No, we've gotten so many Michael Jackson questions. What do I think of him? I think he's a brilliant songwriter, and I think he looks weird now.
What does he think of you? Do you not know?
I know he liked the version that we did. I don't know. He might have liked us more had we been a little younger in age, but he likes the song. But
Kobe likes that one. Here, this is actually a good question. I don't know if you want to reveal your secret, but they want to know what makes your vocals so addictive to sing along to. You can't reveal it to the kids.
That's a cool compliment. I didn't know that my voice was addictive, but I just try and listen to heroes of mine and try and steal their little tricks. And Edie Brickell's a big influence on me, probably one of the only influences on me is a girl named Edie Brickell, and I just try and, you know, write down little journal thoughts that turn into songs, and that's how I do it.
Want to say hi to this person right here?
Yo, Sliff.
You know Sliff?
Slifta. Yeah, he's a good friend. He helped us on Forgive and Forget. He assisted.
Sliff's a fucking faggot.
He looks like Captain Kangaroo, dude.
Does he really?
Sometimes when he had that bad haircut.
Sup, guys? That's another Florida question.
You're not a fucking faggot, dude.
Let's see what we got here. Hey, I'm listening. I'm 15 from Massachusetts. I love you. I want to know, are you going on tour anytime soon?
This summer and fall, we should be out there. I know that we're doing a bunch of one-offs. Like, we're getting ready to go to Richmond, Virginia next weekend. Oh, no, next weekend we go to Vegas, and then the following weekend we go to Richmond, Virginia. And we got stuff just coming up. If you check our MySpace front page, there should be tour dates. Also on the alienantfarm.com official page, there should be stuff. It's all new and improved and should be pretty active now, so check it out.
Just went up yesterday, right?
Yep.
Interesting. Well, let's see. We got somebody from Scream Magazine that wants to interview all of us.
Scream.
I approve. Sounds good to me. I'm Jay. I'm from Mactown, Michigan. I want to say, hey, I'm a big fan. If you can tell sup at Jay, it would be sweet. I'm 15.
Word.
So you have to yell sup at Jay.
Sup, Jay.
At Jay. I effing love you guys. You're number one on my MySpace list.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
That means we're your boyfriend.
So your response in MySpace letters, but you like this iChat thing too, huh?
Yeah, I actually do both. I try to get on there. Right now, we're not so big and famous to where, like, it's so overwhelming. I mean, there are plenty of people, like, you know, saying what's up and you rock and all that stuff, but I try to answer some of the more, like, detailed questions or whatever, you know what I mean? If someone has a cool question, I try to get to it and just encourage people to go and check out some free downloads and stuff.
Do kids get mad? Like, if you don't respond, people, and I don't respond, like, after an hour, people start writing me back, like, you're a horrible person, why don't you write back?
On
the MySpace.
On MySpace, you know what, I mean, I get on there and get off, so, I mean, if they think that, I mean, they see that little thing that says you're on.
Yeah.
So I'm on and off, whatever, real quick, but, you know, I spend some time just doing everything I can, you know, under the Ant Farm one, so.
You want to play another track? Can we do that?
I'm down to play another track, or I'll answer these questions all day. I don't care. It's up to you guys.
You can throw on one more. Which we do? Which one?
Throw on track three, What I Feel Is Mine.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right. We have 15 minutes. Now is the time. The questions you've asked yourself every day that you've always wanted to know could be answered right now, right?
Yep.
In 15 minutes.
Boxers, not briefs.
Alien Ant Farmer here. The screen name is Idobi Star. IDOBISTAR. Idobi Star. I am us now.
Yo, Sam from Stockton, what's up?
Let us know what you thought of this song. Let us know where you're from. I'm glad to say we survived 666, right?
Word.
We'll be right back.